Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced issues, etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Time for Blog of the Week. We're reading your blogs. We add daily to the blogs that we read. Well, I should say weekly we add to them. So many of our listeners do blog and they have the Issues Etc. widget there, which means they put themselves in the running for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. You can get the widget too. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Click, what do they click? Support? Yes. Click support and go to the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget there. Put it on your blog. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. And then we'll start reading your blog and consider it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick is the blog is titled The Pastor's Study by Pastor Matthew Ruch. It's a blog post, Attitudes Toward the Inactive. It seems there are two prevailing attitudes that Christians take toward those who are not attending the divine service and have garnered the moniker of inactive. Attitude number one, name of inactive member hasn't been coming to church anymore. What is our congregation doing wrong that is keeping name of inactive member away? Attitude number two, name of inactive member hasn't been coming to church anymore. What's wrong with name of inactive member that he/she doesn't come to church? Instead, a preferable posture might be this one. Name of an active member hasn't been coming to church anymore. How sad that name of an active member isn't here receiving God's gifts of life and salvation. What can we as a congregation do to urge name of an active member to come receive the wonderful blessings of forgiveness of sins and the sacrament of the altar? When God's people are in danger of no longer being God's people, it should fill our hearts with the greatest of sorrows. The gifts that Christ freely gives and we freely receive are no longer being freely given, but have fallen into the realm of obligations. One step we might take as congregations towards rectifying this is first examining our own hearts. Have I viewed the worship of God's house as an obligation or as a tremendous gift and opportunity? No one can fathom a father offering a gift to his child and that child responds by saying, "I'm too busy to take your gift, Dad." God doesn't obligate us to worship. He invites us. Our posture should be that which is reflected in Isaiah 2. Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. The ways of the Lord are forgiveness, comfort, and salvation poured out on the cross of Jesus Christ. Invitation or obligation? Sounds like a big difference to me. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, The Pastor's Study by Pastor Matthew Ruch.
All right. Thank you very much. My pick is just a little snippet of video, which is stunning to watch. You want to see what happens when Even churches that know better, even churches that have a long tradition of historic worship, start to tamper around the periphery, and then pretty soon they're not tampering around the periphery. They're tampering at the very center of Christian life on Sunday morning. It comes from a great blog with a number of excellent contributors. The blog is called 4 and 20 Blackbirds, and I don't know if they've got 4 and 20. They look like they've grown beyond 4 and 20. But there's a little snippet posted there by one of my favorite pastors in the whole world, Pastor Ben Ball, of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Brookfield, Illinois. He's a regular guest on the program. He did not do the video. He just found the video and posted it. And it is of, liturgical chaos. You watch it for yourself. You might see something there you recognize. I would say if you find that in your own church, flee unto the hills. Really do. It's for you to watch. I'll post both Jeff's blog pick and my blog pick at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, and we're going to kick it off in advance of the church's celebration of Transfiguration by studying the simple but profound Transfiguration hymn, Jesus on the Mountain Peak. Joining us here in the studio to study that hymn along with you on this Friday afternoon, Pastor Will Whedon, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hamel, Illinois. After we conclude our hymn study with him, what will we do? We'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week because it's Friday on Issues Etc. Stay tuned for hour two.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.